Good afternoon. I'd like to go ahead and call the Senate Health and Social Services Committee to order today. The time is 1:36, April 4th, 2014. I'm joined today by Senator Machicki, Senator Kelly, and myself, Stedman. We have one confirmation hearing and two bills on the agenda today. The confirmation hearing is for Dr. Xingling Liu, the governor's appointment to the state medical board. And then we'll hear SB 301 by Representative Herron, followed by HCR 18 by Representative Hughes. We'll go ahead and start the hearing today. Online, we have Dr. Xingling Liu from Nome. Effective 1st of March, the governor appointed Dr. Liu to a four-year term at the state medical board. Dr. Liu, she could introduce herself for the record and who she represents, and we may have some questions. And we'll have a brief at ease. Back on the record. Dr. Liu, the meeting is underway. If you could please introduce yourself for the record, who you represent, and then speak to your appointment, please.
Yes, this is Dr. Liu, Xingling Liu. I'm calling from Nome. I'm a physician at Northern Sound Health Corporation, and I'm here for the confirmation for the state medical board.
Okay, Dr. Liu, if you could maybe, especially for the people at home that are listening, happening to watch that don't have access to the documents, could you please give us a kind of a brief synopsis of your educational training and your work history, please?
Yes. I graduated from Oklahoma State University College of Osteopathic Medicine in 1987, and I had internship training at JF Kennedy Memorial Hospital at Stratford, New Jersey, 1988. Then I finished my family practice residency program at UC Davis in San Joaquin General Hospital in California from 1988 to 1989. And I was employed by Northern Sound Health Corporation since September 1990. I've been working here for 24 years now. I'm a board-certified physician of family practice.
Okay, and could you tell the committee why you'd have interest in the state medical board and why you should be appointed to it, please?
Okay. I was nominated by people in Unalakleet, the village of Unalakleet, to the governor, and I was very honored and was appointed by the governor, to my surprise. And I've been doing clinical work for 24 years in the bush area in the state of Alaska, and I really enjoy my clinical work. When I was appointed, I have given a lot of thought. I have to step up, step out to my comfort zone to do clinical work. And I was challenged, and I thought it's time for me to do something more and different for the medical care of the state and represent the region of the people for the safety and protection for patient care and the public safety.
Okay. Thank you. Does any of the members have initial questions for the good doctor?
I have a question, Mr. Chairman.
Senator Machicki.
Dr. Liu, I'm just looking. This is sort of an interesting question, but you took 10 years off. What brought you back to med school?
Oh, I did research at Stanford University. I went to graduate school, got my master's degree, then I worked at Stanford University for 5 years to do research. And at that time, and the people at Stanford University said, why have you ever thought of the medical school? Because I was taking classes at Stanford, too, and did it really well. You know, with those classes, medical school classes, I even took anatomy. So everybody encouraged me, and so I said, okay, why not? Then I applied, and I got in. So, and it was just a really good thing that I did.
Any other questions?
Thank you. Hey, it looks like we're through the chair. It looks like we're lucky to have you. You have a pretty extensive resume. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
We have nobody called in on the from the LIOs or on the off-net to testify. I have one person for questions. Anybody in the audience have anything to say? Seeing none, we'll come back to the committee. Any final comments by the committee members? Senator Machicki, may I have a motion, please?
I do have a motion, Mr. Chair. I move from committee the appointment of Dr. Xiling Liu to the State Medical Board for consideration in a joint session of the legislature.
We have a motion to move Dr. Liu's name on. Do we have objection? Hearing none, we'll go ahead and forward the name on. And again, it doesn't represent any support or non-support of particular candidates for these appointments. Dr. Liu, congratulations. We'll send your name on, and good luck at the confirmations. Next
Thank
up,
you very much.
Next up, House Bill 301 by Representative Herron regarding autopsies and death certificates. This is the first hearing on this bill. Earlier this session, we held two hearings on a companion bill, Senate Bill 161 by Senator Olson, and that bill moved out of the committee. This bill is substantially similar, so unless members object, the intent here today is to have the bill introduced by the sponsor, take public testimony. Look for changes. If there's no significant changes, look to the will of the committee to move it forward. Representative Herron, you want to speak to the bill, please, after you introduce yourself for the record and who you represent.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Bob Herron, House District 37. And good afternoon to all members of the committee. Is House Bill 301 is a bill that makes some small but important changes in the statutes. It was by request of many constituents that have complained about the ME process, and finding out is that it was more about the release of remains form. It was the issue. The ME was the selection to either have the remains sent back or sent to a funeral home. It looked like the state was encouraging a funeral home rather than letting the family decide. So Carrie Shelton with the department worked with us, and she's come up with a much improved release of remains form. But the small issues that are key in a statute has been dealt with in this body as well. And I'll just address one that was not addressed in the Senate version is on page 2, line 3, and it's embalming. It used to be embalming required by law, and some airlines took advantage of that. And so in talking to the department and others, is that if embalming is required by law, so that there's not that misinterpretation by airlines. But Mr. Chairman, other than that one small difference between the Senate version and the House version, I can answer any questions if you wish.
Okay, do any committee members have any initial questions? We have 1-0 fiscal note from the Department of Health and Social Services. We'll go to the public hearing. Do we have anybody, any other than the one person online at the LIO who's going to bring the form forward? I'd like to start with Carrie Shelton, please, from Anchorage. Nothing. Introduce themselves for the record, who they represent, and speak to the bill, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Carrie Shelton for the record. I am the Director of the Division of Public Health. And I do want to thank Representative Herron again for his continued advocacy for the people of Alaskans and for bringing these issues forward to our division so that we could address the issues with the release of remains form and really clarify the procedures that we had already been doing, but clarify them for the public and so make it a little bit easier for everyone. As Representative Herron mentioned, the only real change in this is that embalming is required by law, and that has been a point of contention for the public and for our office, because embalming is not required by law currently, but the way the wording was in the current statute, it did kind of was a bit misleading. So to clarify that, it will alleviate a lot of concerns for a lot of people, and so we're very very happy about that change. The other parts of the current bill, of course, directly relate to our medical examiner operations. A lot of it is, as Representative Herron mentioned, things that we are already doing within the office, but clarifies it for everyone. And it really ensures that all the deceased under the jurisdiction of the state really receive the same treatment and respect that's both legally defensible and scientifically valid for everyone, regardless of their geographic location or condition. So other than that, we have no further comments about any of the other parts of the bill at this time.
Okay. Thank you for your testimony. Any questions for Senator Kelly?
I don't have any questions. We've heard this bill in this committee, and I had the privilege to hear it again in Senate Finance. So all my questions have been answered, and okay. I have no objection or anything to moving this bill on.
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Shelton. We have nobody else that's called in from the LIOs or signed up. Is there anybody in the room that wants to testify? Nobody signed up. So with that, we'll go ahead and close the public hearing. I don't think any of us have any final comments. Senator Machiki.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I move CS for House Bill number 301 pass with zero fiscal note and individual recommendations to the next committee reference.
Okay, we have motion move the bill from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we're going to move the bill from committee.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, thank you. Next up, House Bill 18 by Representative Hughes regarding the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative. This is the first hearing on this resolution. The intent today is to have the sponsor introduce the resolution, take public testimony, and set the resolution aside for public review. I see with enthusiasm Representative Hughes has come forward to explain to us the resolution. And if she can introduce herself for the record, who she represents, and tell us about the Baby Friendly Hospital Initiative.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, for allowing me to come enthusiastically before you. And initially, when I was approached by nurses to carry this, I wasn't that enthusiastic about it until I looked at it more carefully and realized the information was carefully researched and documented over the past decades. And so I couldn't ignore the facts. And so being a no-fluff kind of person, I actually talked to another colleague who was a no-fluff person, the House Hess Chair, and we decided it was important enough to bring it forward. And what this resolution does, the legislature recognizes not only the physical health benefits to mom and baby over their lifetimes for breastfeeding, but the mental health benefits over their lifetimes, which translates into societal benefits. And when you add the financial benefits to both the families and the state of Alaska, it seems to be a no-brainer. In addition to recognizing the benefits, the resolutions encourages our hospitals here in Alaska to obtain what's called the baby-friendly designation, and by implementing 10 steps to successful breastfeeding. It doesn't mandate, it encourages, just to clarify that. Right now we have one hospital in Alaska that has that official designation, and others are quite close. And this gives that helpful nudge from the legislature, and it will promote breastfeeding both within the hospital and then after the moms are discharged as well. Again, it's not a mandate to push breastfeeding, because that's a choice left to every family. And I, just because you are the Health and Social Services Committee, I won't labor this, but I do think it's important for you to be aware of some of the benefits in perhaps some of your other work, because three of the top 8 health issues that cost us over $1 billion a year right here in Alaska. In fact, in Alaska, obesity, diabetes, and cancer. So they affect us both physically and fiscally. And it weighs heavily on our Medicaid budget, which, you know, are state dollars, and as well as individual wallets and family budgets. And so breastfeeding can is proven to decrease, I almost said increase obesity, decrease obesity by 50%, diabetes by 40% over the lifetime of the breastfed child. And in mom, can decrease breast cancer by 50%, lessens the chance of her acquiring ovarian cancer. And this one I like because I had 4 babies, and I remember running back and forth to the pediatrician. Reduces ear infection in babies by 40%. And families experience lower medical care costs. So that frees up dollars to circulate in the economy. So it's, and it's, as I mentioned before, the Medicaid dollars could potentially save the state of Alaska millions, and is a good thing to be promoting, particularly among some low-income families that it has not been accustomed to breastfeeding. And so the societal benefits are very much related to mental health benefits, and some of these were very surprising to me. It, because it's a way that we can improve mental health in our communities without spending a penny. The mom's less chance of postpartum depression, decreased chance of abusing or neglecting children. And of course, you know, this is a Go Blue Day or something like Go Blue Friday to reduce child abuse, prevent child abuse. And for the children, they are that are breastfed, less depressed, less anxious, less withdrawn, lower rates of aggressive behavior, lower rates of incarceration, less susceptibility to prostitution and sex trafficking. So another societal benefit I hadn't really thought about, but and that is an environmental one, because less formula containers in landfills, and those can add up over the years. And so in closing, I could pump out more information and milk this for everything it's worth, but I will wean you now from what I have to say and just ask that you recognize the importance of this resolution and pass it out. Thank you.
Okay, we have 1-0 fiscal note from the legislature. Do we have any initial questions from the committee members? Senator Majiki.
I just have a comment, Mr. Chairman. I believe that was, I honestly believe that she missed the pun, but we probably won't talk to you about your sentence about milking it for all it's worth. Maybe it was intentional, but yeah, I think you're probably going to get pretty close to a unanimous on this, I would assume, so I'm not sure you need to add the environmental piece. We have a baby due in June. We're a big fan of natural child raising, so you've got me for whatever that's worth.
We have any other questions? Seeing none, we'll go to the online. Anybody signed up? LIOs, off nets?
Yes, my name is Jennifer Ace, and I'm a manager of the outpatient clinics and services at the Children's Hospital at Providence.
Jennifer.
And I just wanted an opportunity to voice our support of this resolution, HCR 18, for baby-friendly hospitals. Like Representative Hughes mentioned, the benefits of babies receiving human milk really are quite far-reaching. A couple she didn't mention, which I think are kind of exciting, are to increase our IQ scores as well. In fact, if this passes and if we're able to increase our breastfeeding rates in the state, these can impact, breastfeeding can positively impact 6 of the Healthy People Alaskans 2020 goals. So I think that's pretty exciting, and I would challenge you to find another single intervention that could be that far-reaching. Obviously, Alaska moms know this, and that's why almost 9 out of 10 moms are initiating breastfeeding at birth. Unfortunately, a lot of these moms aren't getting all of the proper support and care that they need to be successful with their own breastfeeding goals, and those rates drop off pretty steeply by discharge from the hospital, and then again as we measure that from the Center for Disease Control at 3 months of life and again at 6 months of life. So we really have a great opportunity here to improve health outcomes. The Baby-Friendly Hospital Initiative, it was developed by the World Health Organization. It is an evidence-based program and it has been proven, again, to improve health outcomes for moms and babies. I'd like to point out that the 10 steps for Baby Friendly are not only beneficial to are choosing to breastfeed their babies, but to moms who are formula feeding their babies as well, and there's positive health outcomes for them as well. As the first and currently the only baby-friendly designated hospital in Alaska, Providence has certainly witnessed the benefits of this designation firsthand. And as healthcare costs in the United States continue to rise, I think all of our communities are really called upon to do what we can to reduce chronic diseases and their associated costs. And certainly feeding babies breast milk is certainly the cheapest, simplest, and most effective method available to improve these outcomes, especially for some of our most vulnerable populations. So we wanted to thank Representative Hughes and her supporters there for all of her hard work on the House Concurrent Resolution Number 18. And Providence Alaska Medical Center does fully support this resolution.
Hey, thank you, Jennifer. We have any? I don't think there's anybody else signed up. Call in. Nobody signed up in the room, so we'll come back to the committee. I think we should just move it out.
Move it.
Go ahead and make a motion on
sure.
the fly.
I move HCR 18 version O from committee with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note to the next committee of reference.
Okay, we have a motion to move the resolution from committee to the next committee of referral with individual recommendations and attach zero fiscal note. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we will send it to the next committee of referral. Thank you very much. That concludes today. The next meeting is Monday the 7th, April 7th. We'll have three bills on the agenda. We will see you Monday. We are adjourned.